feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev.
April 9th, PM, Sharani Manning.
Bestow to the Sri Sri Mad Shila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先我向我的启迪灵性导师 Nitalila Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shata Shishima Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主那成徒自营的无数礼拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shikshi Gurudev Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shishima Shila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj.
其次呢，我向我最值得崇拜的哈，虚实灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad Astuta Shishma Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主呢，尘土注意自己的无数礼拜。
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and all the assembled devotees.
以上啊，所有呢师徒传系的这个灵性导师以及在座的奉献者顶拜。
So I'm very happy to see you again, and especially welcome to all the guests.
那么我很高兴的哈，又再次见到大家，尤其是哈一些呢。
Today is a very special holiday. In fact, it's four holidays in one.
今天实际上是一个很特别的日子哈，就也是呢四个节日合在一起的。Today
is the anniversary of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna's Rasa Lila Dance.
那么今天呢是主 Krishna 哈这个呢Rasa之舞哈春季逍遥的这个呢展示啊这个节日。Of
all the pastimes of the Lord. Which include breathing in and out innumerable universes.
那么这个主的话呢，在呢他一呼一吸之间呢，就能创造呢无数的宇宙。
The highest of all is this Rasalila pastime.
而这个逍遥时光是他所有拉萨逍遥时光中最高的啊，春天春季逍遥。
And it's also the anniversary of the Rasa dance of Balaram. Krishna's first expansion and elder brother.
Krishna 的第一个扩展，他的长兄哈，Balaram，这个呢，Rasa 之舞。It's
also the appearance day of one of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear associates named Bhansi Bharana Thakur.
那么也是呢，马哈巴布一位亲密的同游哈，叫 Bhansi Bharana Thakur.
Who is a very amazing personality, as you'll hear from Govinda Priya Devi Dasi.
那么呢，从 Govinda Priya 那里哈，听一下这个逍遥时光哈，是一个很了不起的人物。这个呢 ，Bhansi Vadana Thakur.
And it's also the appearance day of another of Lord Chaitanya's intimate associates, that is, Sri Shyamananda Prabhu.
也是呢，主呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 另外一个同游的话呢，叫做 Shyamananda Prabhu.
Our Srila Prabhupada explained that. We worship and glorify the pure devotees and the incarnations of the Lord on their appearance days.
那么呢，Guru也讲到了，我们在呢哈这个主的纯粹奉献者显现日那天哈来荣耀他们啊，或者是引进日啊。In
order that they may be pleased with us and bless us in Krishna consciousness.
那么是为了哈得到他们的祝福哈，在我们呢哦在 Krishna 自觉中哈进步。
So we'll start with Shyamananda Prabhu.
现在我们先从 Shyamananda Prabhu 开始。
On Braj Mandala Parikrama during the Kartik month, when all the devotees go to Vrindavan and go to the Lord's holy places. One of those holy places is called Jadu Mandala. Jadu means broom. Or sweeping.
加入的意思呢是呢哈扫把。In
Hindi.
啊，扫把的意思。
So I'm going to read from the Braj Mandala Parikrama book about Shyamananda in relation to this holy place.
那么呢，我们读一下呢这个朝拜那本书里面，其中有一段呢讲到了 Shyamananda Prabhu 哈跟这个呢加入 Mandala 这个地方的这个关系哈，这个圣地这个地方的关系。
The pastime connected with this place occurred at the time of the famous. Srila Jiva Goswami.
那么这个逍遥时光呢，发生的时间呢，是在 Jiva Goswami 那个时代。
Srila Jiva Goswami is one of the six Goswamis or the six direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么 Jiva Goswami 呢，称为呢六Goswami之一，也是呢主马哈巴布直接的门徒之一了。
And Shyamananda Prabhu is the Shiksha. Disciple of Jiva Goswami.
那么 Shyamananda Prabhu 的话呢，是 Jiva Goswami 其中一位呢训示门徒哈，Shiksha的门徒。
Shyamananda Prabhu's Diksha Guru or initiating spiritual master is Hriday Chaitanya.
那么呢，夏曼南达巴布的这个启迪灵性导师啊，迪舍古鲁的话呢是 Hridaya Chaitanya。
Hridaya Chaitanya is also a pure devotee of the Lord.
那么 Hridaya Chaitanya 哈，也是呢主的一个纯粹奉献者。
And his relationship with the Lord was one of Sakya Rus, or as a cowherd boy, friend of Krishna.
但是呢哈，他跟主的关系啊，属于呢 Sakya Rus 啊，就属于呢朋友的关系啊，就像牧牛童啊啊，跟主的关系一样。
We learn from Srila Prabhupada's purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he quotes the who's who of Chaitanya Lila.
那么在呢哈，圣帕巴德的Chaitanya 经哈，Chaitanya Charitamrita 这本书里面要旨里面呢，他引述了一些讲到呢哈，在 Chaitanya 小耳时光里面，谁啊对应着呢哈，不晓小耳时光里面对应的是谁啊
？That is who in Chaitanya Lila is who in Krishna Lila. Okay.Right, good. So, in Chaitanya Lila, Hridaya Chaitanya is a great kirtaniya and devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以在呢主 Chaitanya 小耳时光里面呢，这个 Hridaya Chaitanya 的话呢，是一个很了不起的 kirtaniya 哈，就是呢 kirtan 高手。
And in his form in Krishna Lila, he is a sakka, a cowherd friend of Krishna.
那么在 Krishna 小耳时光中哈，他是一个 sakka 啊，就是一个呢牧牛童的朋友。
In fact, I believe he's Subal, one of the intimate, most intimate cowherd friends of Krishna.
那么他呢，实际上是 Subal 啊，也是主要首要的哈几个呢牧牛童之一啊，八个首要牧牛童。
So his disciple is Shyamananda Prabhu.
那么他的门徒呢叫 Shyamananda Prabhu.
And everybody has a specific, constitutional nature or swarup.
那每一个人的话呢，跟主呢哈有一个，他有一个内在的哈叫 swarup 内在的形象。
So the specific constitutional nature of Shyamananda Prabhu is as a gopi in Krishna Lila.
那么在呢 ，Shyamananda Prabhu 呢，他内在的这个灵性身份呢，哈，特定的构成性身份呢，是一个牧牛姑娘来的，在 Krishna 小耳时光中。
So Hridaya Chaitanya, his initiating spiritual master, was able to train him to a certain extent.
所以 Hridaya Chaitanya 的话呢，哈，可以呢，培育这个门徒呢，到一个水准呢，到一个程度。
But then, so that he could complete his training in bhakti, to the point where he would get the exact process of Raganuga bhakti to achieve that realization of a gopi, he sent him to Jiva Goswami for further instructions.
那么为了哈，就是说呢，达到他最后的哈构成性地位的这个圆满的觉悟啊。那么他的灵性导师呢，把他啊送给呢这个呢啊吉巴沟沙弥哈去培育他。
So Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya studied the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Goswami's literatures under the guidance of Jiva Goswami.
所以后面的三个支柱哈，我们所详细里面啊这三个支柱包括呢 Srinivasacharya、Shyamananda Prabhu 和呢 Narottam Das Thakur 呢。都在呢拜师于呢吉巴沟沙米学习呢圣典国家瓦堂以及其他的沟沙米经注。
Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya, who were very close friends with Shyamananda Prabhu, are also the Shiksha disciples of Jiva Goswami, not his Diksha disciples.
而这两位哈，就是说呢同门哦，同门的几位的话呢，像 Srinivasacharya 和呢Narottam Das Thakur 的话呢，也是呢。这个吉瓦沟沙米的训示门徒，而不是直接的启迪门徒来的哈，他们三个人都是训示门徒。
I've already explained about Hridaya Chaitanya, the initiating spiritual master of Shyamananda Prabhu, and regarding Narottam Das Thakur.
那么我前面讲到了哈，这个呢 Hridaya Chaitanya 的话呢是 Shyamananda Prabhu 的这个启迪门徒，启迪灵性导师。那么呢讲到了 Narottam Das Thakur.
His initiating spiritual master.Is Lokanath Das Goswami.
那么他的启迪灵性导师呢，叫 Lokanath Goswami.
Now Lokanath Das Goswami in Krishna Lila is a gopi named Manjulali.
Manjulali. 那么 Lokanath Goswami 的话呢，他的灵性身份呢，在 Krishna 小耳时光叫呢 Manjulali， 也是个牧牛女。
And still, Lokanath Goswami sent his disciple Narottam Das Thakur to Srila Jiva Goswami.For further training, because Jiva Goswami was the most prominent Gaudiya Acharya at the time, greatest scholar known as in his time.
那么哦，那但是呢，他的灵性导师 Lokanath Goswami 的话呢，依然把他送给呢这个 Jiva Goswami， 哦，让他在他门下学习啊。因为当时的话呢，基瓦库沙米是整个使徒哦，那个时间里最伟大的哈、哦、一个呢，就是神论哲学哦家，就是在哲论方面、经论方面呢，哦最通晓的。
And Srinivasacharya is an initiating disciple of Srila Gopal Bhakta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis,、and he also took a special training from Jiva Goswami on the order of Srila Gopal Bhakta Goswami.
那么呢，哈，像 Srinivasacharya 的话呢，他是 Gopala Bhakta Goswami 的门徒，但是呢，也呢，受训于呢这个 Jiva Goswami。
Jiva Goswami gave Shamananda Prabhu a very special service.
当时基瓦库沙米呢给一个很特别的服务，然后给沙曼南的啊帕布。
He gave him the service of sweeping this very sacred pastime place, Jadu Mandala.
那么他呢给他这个哈服务呢，就说呢在 Jadu Mandala 这个地方哈扫地，扫清扫这个森林啊。
So one day, while Shamananda Prabhu was sweeping at this place during the Brahma Muhurta hour, that is one and a half hours before sunrise.Up till sunrise, an hour and 36 minutes before sunrise, till sunrise is the Brahma Muhurta hour.
Like one and a half hour.
One hour and 36 minutes before sunrise. Up until sunrise.
Up to sunrise, or 45 minutes before sunrise. At least 45 minutes before sunrise. Up till sunrise.
That's what I understood, but I could be wrong.
Okay, I explained.
Okay.
那么呢，这个哈、哦、时间的话呢，它呢就在呢哈 Brahma Sahuta 这个时间呢，清洁这个森林啊、哦。那么就是一个太阳升起的一个半小时，啊、哦，之前一个半小时到太阳升起那个时间。
And our Prabhupada used to explain that this is a very important time for spiritual cultivation, and it's more powerful than other times for chanting and other spiritual activities.
那么这个时间的话呢，爸爸的解释哈、哦，最为呢。最重要的一个时间呢，作为灵修最重要的时间。
So while he was sweeping during the Brahma Muhurta time, he found a golden anklet.
那么当他在呢这个时间呢哈，清洁这个呢森林的时候呢，发现了一个哈黄金金黄的手镯啊那个脚镯。
Previously, Jiva Goswami had instructed him that if you find any lost object while you're sweeping, please return it only to the owner.
那实际上，说明呢，就是之前呢告诉过他，如果呢你捡到了一些丢的东西的话呢，你一定要物归原主啊。
Not to anyone else.
不要呢给别人。
Even if someone else was to claim that they lost the item, he should inform them of Jiva Goswami's instructions to him. Not that they claim that they owned it, but even if they wanted to claim it,、mm-hmm. if they weren't the direct owner.That they should tell them of Srila Jiva Goswami's instruction to him.
啊，那么如果有人呢想呢，就是呢把这个东西拿回来，而不是呢哈这个呢原主人呢，那就必须呢哈把吉巴布沙米的这个训示的话呢哈传达给他。
Therefore, when he found this golden anklet, he very carefully tied it to the corner of his garment, tied it inside. The anklet.
那么当他呢将这个脚镯呢捡到之后呢，他就把它就用那布这衣服呢把它包扎起来，包起来。
Then a short time later, two very beautiful young Brijbasi girls approached him.
那么呢不久之后呢，有两个很漂亮的呢布拉贾的少女的话呢走到他的面前。
They're young, about 13 years old.
大概13岁呢。
And they told him, "We've been looking for our Sakhi's anklet for a long time.Please give it to us."
这两位少女呢说了，我们呢找我们的一个呢女伴女朋友的这个呢这个脚镯找了很久没找到。
So Sri Shamananda Prabhu humbly replied, "I'm only allowed to give it to the owner."
那么呢 ，Shamananda Prabhu 说我这里有但是呢我只能物归原主。
Whoever belongs to should come and get it.
如果呢这个脚镯呢属于谁的那就他应该来取。
I will not give it to you.
不会呢给你们。
So the girl said, "Do you have no shame? How can you dare desire to see the face of our Sakhi?"
那么呢，当他说呢，这两个牧牛女呢就说呢，你这个人哈，难道不要脸吗哈？你呢要看我们的哈这个 Sakhi 的这个脸啊。
But because he had gotten the instruction from his Gurudev, who is his life and soul, he was strong in his determination.
但是呢哈，因为 Shamananda Prabhu 呢，从他的灵性导师呢得到这个训示，所以呢他就
Then these two young Brijbasi girls brought their sake to Shyamananda Prabhu and they told him.
那么这时候呢，这两个不染者少女的话呢，将她们的女伴哈Saki的话呢，带到这个呢Shyamananda Prabhu面前。
Tie the anklet around her foot. And they blindfolded him so that he wouldn't see her. And he said, "We're blindfolding you and tie this anklet around her foot."
他说了哈，他就把呢哈这个呢Shyamananda Prabhu的眼睛蒙上。他说你呢啊，帮他呢把这个脚镯戴上。
And then with great affection, he tied the anklet on their friend.
所以的话呢，哈，他以极大的爱心的话呢，哈，将这个脚镯呢，哈，还回给呢这个主人，哈，把它啊放在他的脚上。
Who were these young girls?
那么这些年轻的少女是谁呢？
One of them, the owner of the anklet, was none other than Srimati Radhika herself.
那么其中一位呢，哈，是Srimati Radhika本人了，哦，就说呢，这个呢，脚镯的主人呢。
And her two friends were Lalita and Vishaka.
那么这两个女伴的话呢，是呢，Lalita和Vishaka。
So Radhika ceaselessly desires to bestow her mercy upon anyone of her loving devotees.
那么Radhika的话呢，总是呢，很急切的哈，想呢，赐福他的哈，这个呢，奉献者。
Especially those who take shelter of her pure devotees.
尤其是那些哈已经脱壁于呢，他的纯粹奉献者的哈，这些呢，奉献者。
By this event, Shyamananda Prabhu's life became successful.
也因为这个优势哈，占尽这个先天的优势，那么Shyamananda
Prabhu的生命呢就成功了。Previously, before he was initiated by Hriday Chaitanya, his name was Duki Krishna Das.
那么之前呢，他的灵性导师哈给他启迪的时候呢，他的名字叫 Duki Krishna Das.
Duki means sad. That means I'm a very sad servant of Krishna.
Duki 的意思呢，就是很苦啊。 很惨啊，很苦的一个 Krishna 的仆人。But
receiving the mercy of Srimati Radhika, his name became Shyamananda Das because Radharani is one of her names is Shama.
那么呢，因为呢得到了 Radhika 的仁慈，他的名字呢就成为了 Shyamananda Das， 因为 Radhika 的名字叫 Shama.
It was after I painted this picture in 1993 of Krishna and Shama, the Sega Kunj painting, that Gurudev gave me the nickname Shyamarani.
这是我1993年画了这幅画啊 ，Sega Kunj 这个呢 ，Krishna 和 Shama 啊，这个画之后呢 ，Krishna Gurudev 呢才给我这个呢昵称叫 Shyamarani.
Srimati Lalita stamped the anklet on Shyamananda Prabhu's head and it made a mark.
那么呢，那是
a permanent mark.
Shyamarani Radhika 的话呢，将这个脚镯哈在他的额头上一印，扣上了一个呢，像一个印。
Even today, those who are in the spiritual family lineage of Shyamananda Prabhu wear that tilak marking of that shape on their forehead.
那么现在呢，如果是他们那条线的哈，这个呢，奉献者啊，还是他这种提拉克那样子，有点像那个脚镯啊，那个勾印，那个印。It's white or what kind of shape? I see somebody's black.
Huh? I don't know what color it is. Huh?
That's Radhakun Tilak from
Radhakun. Oh, that's Radhakun Tilak that you're thinking of.
Radhakun Tilak. That one is not.
So, I'll just speak for a couple of more minutes because there's four different holidays today. I'll just tell a couple of short pastimes.
Oh, Shyamananda.
Yeah. So where'd it go? Who else did? Once there was a great dacoit, and the dacoit saw the devotees saw several Vaishnavas and thinking they were, this was a Yavana king, a Muslim king. So Muslim and mediator. And he saw the Vaishnavas and he thought, these are either the thieves or they're Vaishnavas, but either way I'm going to put them in jail.
for the Vaishnava in general.
Yeah.
I don't see for the Vaishnava. What do you mean? These people,
he threw them in jail. Thinking they're either thieves or they're saints. But either way, I'm going to throw them in jail. Can't find the story.
Do you want to tell?
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you know the story?
I'm not sure. About this book.
I'm trying to find it here and I can't find it. Do you know the story?
No,
I don't. It's the first time I read it today. I'll come back to it later. It is a very interesting story. And we'll take a break and I'll turn the floor over to who? Vasanti or
Govinda.
Govinda. Okay. Govinda will tell about Vamsi Vadana Thakur. Today is also his appearance day.
Govinda now tells about Vamsi Vadana
Thakur.
This is his name.
So I offer my millions of obeisances to the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Ranjanai Maharaj, and to my grandfather Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. I've never really spoken in front of a lot of people before.
之前没有在奉献者面前讲过课。
But I know that doesn't matter what I do in Christian consciousness, if I don't somehow please my Gurudev, then I'm not going to get anywhere. Should I just finish everything? How should we do it?
She's
number nine.
Did you translate that?
I'm not going anywhere.
She can't make any advancement unless she follows the order of Gurudev that she has to preach, even though she's shy.
Gurudev 对他的训示是说呢，尽管人家性格天性上是很害羞，但是也应该去讲，应该去传教。所以呢，如果呢我不追随 Gurudev 这个训示的话呢，我在风爱上不能进步。所以我呢也讲几句。
One time, one of my friends was ordered to speak by Gurudev in Fiji, and she was all terrified and scared, and then she thought of something to say, and she said, "Oh, but Gurudev, everyone wants to hear you speak." And he laughed for a minute, and then he said, "Yes, but sometimes the father likes to hear the baby say goo goo ga ga."
有一次有一个师姐妹呢，在斐济的时候呢，姑姐叫她起来讲几句话，那么她也害怕。 他说呢，大家都想听Gurudev讲，不用我讲。但Gurudev说呢，他说有时候呢，父亲也想听一下呢，自己小孩子呢，在那里咕咕嘎嘎在那说俄语。So
I'm just a little baby here, and I was reading this morning about Vamsi Vadana Thakur, so everyone please bear with me while I try and follow the instruction of Sri Guru.
他说在这个里面的话呢，我也算是个小孩子，但是早上读了一些 Vamsi Vadana Thakur 的一些小小时光。
I was reading in Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Navadvip Mahatmya. He told a little bit about Sri Vamsi Vadana Thakur. There isn't so much about Vamsi Vadana Thakur because.
那么在呢，Bhakti Vinod Thakur一本书里面叫Navadvip Mahatmya 就是 Navadvip 赞颂 Navadvip 这个地方圣地这本书里面，其中有一个一点点章节提到呢 Vamsi Vadana Thakur 跟他关于他的史料并不是很多，这是圣人。
So Vamsi Vadana Thakur, he's one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I'm not sure, but I think he's older than Mahaprabhu.
那么他是 Mahaprabhu 的其中一位同游 年纪呢比呢 Mahaprabhu 呢稍长的。
So when Srila Jiva Goswami, after you were just hearing from Shamradidi about Jiva Goswami, he's the one of the six Goswamis, he's the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan.
那么刚才我们提到呢，Jiva Goswami呢，他六 Goswami之一，也是呢，Rupa Sanatan Goswami的侄子。
When he was a boy, Mahaprabhu came to his house, and I guess he had prasadam there, and anyway, he told he told Shijiva Goswami to stay home and to study and not to leave home like he was wanting to. So after Shijiva Goswami finished his studies, he went to Navadvipa.
那么这里面啊稍微补充一下七个故事啊，当时呢他很小的时候呢，已经得到了妈妈布的仁慈哈，就是呢可能荣耀过妈妈布的妈菩萨等哈等等。那么妈布给他的训示呢，就是说呢留在家里面哈完成你的学业啊。后来呢他呢遵守这个训示哈，完成他的学业之后呢啊才去到Navadvipa。
So he went directly to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and he fell like a stick at his lotus feet because he knows, of course, that se sambandha na hi jar, without a relationship with Nitai, then one's life is completely useless. He's, Narottam Das Thakur says, his life is no better than an animal. Unless you go to Nityananda Prabhu.
那么呢，这里面呢讲到呢，吉巴布沙弥后来呢拜倒在呢哈尼天南的巴布的这个足下了，啊，就像那首歌里面唱的哈，一个人如果呢没有跟主尼天南的巴布建立关系的话呢，哦，他的人生呢是浪费的哈，而且与禽兽无异。
So the first thing Sri Jiva Goswami did, he went to the feet of Nityananda Prabhu.
所以呢，吉巴布沙弥第一件事哈，去到 Navadvipa 的话呢哈，就拜倒在呢，这个呢，那尼泰哈尼天南的巴布的莲花足下。
When he was there, he inquired from Nityananda Prabhu the glories of Navadvipa Dham and all the pastime places of Mahaprabhu.
那么当他去到 Navadvipa 的时候呢，向 Nityananda Prabhu 呢询问了呢，哦 Navadvipa Dham 哈这个圣地啊，啊这个荣耀。So
he asked Nityananda Prabhu to take him on Navadvipa Parikrama.
因此呢，他请求 Nityananda Prabhu 呢哈，就是说呢带着他呢去绕拜哈这个 Navadvipa 啊。So
at that time, Vamsivadan Thakur, he was also there. And he went on the parikrama with Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami.
那么当时呢哈 ，Vamsivadana Thakur 的话呢，也在世哈，就是说呢，他呢就跟着 Jiva Goswami 和Nityananda Prabhu 一起的话呢，就是呢拜访 Mahaprabhu 的哈这些呢生平所游历的地方。
So first Nityananda Prabhu, he took them around Mayapur, which is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took them to Sachi Devi's house. He took them to Gadadhar Pandit's house and Shiva Sangan. And in the different places, Nityananda Prabhu would tell pastimes of Mahaprabhu.
那么哈，他首先呢去到了 Mayapur 哈，就是呢，Mahaprabhu显现的地方啊，Sachi Mama的家里面，还有呢Shiva Angam 啊 ，Shiva Thakur 的地方啊，等等啊 ，Gadadhar Pandit 家。
So while Nityananda Prabhu was speaking, he was giving. Vamsivadan Thakur was remembering so much the pastimes with Mahaprabhu and giving Jiva Goswami a glimpse and a feeling of what it was like in Shiva Sangan and different places.
那么当然哈，你天南的爸爸呢描述这些时光的时候呢，Vamsivadan Thakur 呢会给一个眼神哈，还有一种感觉出来给 Jiva Goswami 哈，让他呢感受到当时的情景哈是怎样子的。
So Mahaprabhu took a party of four people all over Navadvipa Parikrama, and Vamsivadan Thakur was there.
Nityananda Prabhu.
Yeah.
那么呢，他首次的第一次哈绕Navadvipa绕拜的话呢，四个人哈，其中 Vamsivadan Thakur 的话呢是其中一个。
It also says that Vamsivadan Thakur, he had some kind of close relationship with Sachi Mata and the mother of Mahaprabhu and Vishnupriya, the wife.
那么这里面也讲到了 Vamsivadan Thakur 的话呢哈，与呢这个 Mahaprabhu 的母亲哈。 Sachi Mama 以及呢 Vishnupriya 她的妻子的话呢，关系是很亲的。It
says that if there was many devotees taking prasadam or any time at Sachi Mata's house, then Vamsivadan he would serve the devotees from Sachi Mata's pots and take part in the clean up and all
that.所以呢，每次呢哈有奉献者来呢 Sachi Mama 家里荣耀prasadam的时候呢 ，Vamsivadan 呢就亲自呢哈服务prasadam，并且呢清洁哈这些锅等等。
So when Mahaprabhu left Navadvipa to take sannyas, Vamsivadan Thakur, he was taking care of Vishnupriya and Sachi Mata.
所以当Mahaprabhu呢，最后呢出家呢，离开 Navadvipa 哈，前往加格纳普里哈，就接受 sannyasi 之后了，那么呢是 Vamsivadan Thakur 的话呢哈，照顾呢这他的母亲和他妻子。
Because when Mahaprabhu left, Vishnupriya and Sachi Mata, their hearts were completely shattered, so they could barely. They could barely live.
因为当Mahaprabhu呢，就是出家之后的话呢， 他的母亲啊和呢这个妻子呢哈极为伤心了，就是呢很痛苦。
It says that Vishnupriya, she would her daily life after Mahaprabhu left, she would in the morning chant, she would chant all day long, and for every round she would put one grain of rice aside.
Every round.
Every round, yeah. And then she'd cook it and offer it to her deity of Mahaprabhu.
Oh.
And then she would bring the prasadam to Sachimata. And then whatever Sachimata didn't take, then she would have.
所以呢，这个呢，这个呢 ，Vishnupriya 在他在马赫布呢，就是接受三天使之后呢，就非常苦行的。他每天呢，一早都开唱诵圣名啊，每唱一圈呢，才放一粒米进入那锅里面煮。这样子呢，煮的这个呢，菩萨等的话呢，先给萨奇妈妈吃，他剩下来的呢，他才吃的。
Also, after Vishnupriya and Sachimata, after they left this planet, he took care of her Mahaprabhu deity as well.The deity that she would worship every day, he took care of that deity. He brought the deity to another island.
When the two disappeared.
Yeah, when they both left.
那么当那萨奇妈妈和 Vishnupriya 哈两者都隐居之后呢，是 Vamsivada 呢，他姑呢哈接受了他们这个呢马哈布这神像的崇拜，并且带这个神像呢到另外一个岛上去了。
So he was definitely a very, very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以肯定的话呢，他是呢主持人马布布呢非常亲密的一个同游之一。
In Krishna Lila, his very special form, Vamsi is Krishna's Venu, his Vamsi.
所以呢，在 Krishna 逍遥时光里面，他称为呢 Vamsi 哈这个呢嫡子啊 ，Krishna 的嫡子。
In the spiritual world, everything has a personified form.
那么在呢哈这个灵性世界的话呢，每样东西哈它都是人格性的啊，人格化。
So Vamsivadan, amazingly, is Krishna's very dear and near Vamsi.
所以呢 ，Vamsivadan 他哭的话呢，是呢主 Krishna 哈非常亲密的这个呢，这个呢嫡子。
We know that Krishna is so attached to his Vamsi. In every picture we see, he has his flute, and all Thakurji's Krishna is always holding on to his flute very tightly.
所以呢，我们在每一幅画里面哈，甚至在神像里面都看到呢 ，Krishna 是呢哈拿着鼻子的啊，这个鼻子跟他的关系呢啊非常之亲密。
And in Srimad Bhagavatam Venu Geet 10th Canto, the gopis are complaining about the Venu Geet. About the Venu Krishna
Vamsi. 那么呢哈，在呢 Venu Geet 啊，在《婆伽瓦坛》的第十篇里面啊，嫡子之歌里面呢。圣经木林姑娘有时候呢，哈，都抱怨的哈，这个嫡子哈，都嫉妒他。
They're complaining to each other. One of them was saying, "How is it that the Vamsi is so, that he's so fortunate? Has he, in his last birth, has he performed so many sacrifices or bathed in so many holy tirthas? Has he done so many austerities?" What did he do to get this fortune?
所以呢，木林姑娘呢会在抱怨哈，她说呢，这个嫡子哈，他前世呢究竟做了什么哈？这个祭祀呢，在呢哪些圣地呢哈沐浴了呢啊净化呢？还有呢，他们做了什么苦行哈？今世呢能成这个样子哈？能够呢停留在呢哈 Krishna 的唇上。
So then another gopi would say, well, if he did so much, then why would he be born as a non-moving creature?
但是另外一个姑娘哈，另外一个木女姑娘会说哈，如果她那么幸运的话呢，为什么以一个呢不动的物品哈，就是显现的哈，就是不像我们那样能动的哦，是一个笛子而已。
And then another gopi would argue back and say, well, Krishna's Venu, he must be so immensely fortunate because Krishna's always keeping him in his hands. He's always has him, you know.Kissing him, playing with him like this, or keeping him in a sash, or holding him so dear and near to him. So, Vamsi must really be fortunate.
但是另外一个木女姑娘哈，就又争辩了哈。她说呢，这个笛子肯定很幸运哦，因为 Krishna 呢总是哈，要么抓住它，要么放在唇上哈吹，要么呢放在衣兜里面总是靠得很近，所以呢她肯定是非常幸运。
And then another gopi would start complaining that.The Venu was taking all the sweetness from Krishna's lips, that he's trying to take all the juice and make it dry like him because the food is dry. So he's like a thief who's trying to steal their own wealth because it's for them.
他说呢哈，那么另外一个木女姑娘在抱怨哈，说这个笛子的话呢哈，他 整天呢、哦、在停留在 Krishna 的这个唇上，它本身很干的、啊、哦，然后呢它只是会呢吸纳 Krishna 的这个甘露哈、哦，然后让到我们呢哈、哦、没有这个，就是它像个小偷一样、哦、把我们的东西呢，属于我们东西偷走了。
So then they would start to conspire ways to steal the fruit and keep him very hidden, kidnap him and take him away. And
所以呢，茉莉姑娘哈、哦、就呢设计呢哈、哦、将他的鼻子呢偷走啊、哦，把它呢放在一个隐蔽的地方啊。
So Vamsi Vadan Thakur, he's an amazing, amazing personality to be Krishna's Vamsi, and I pray that he'll give me mercy that somehow I can please my Gurudev.
所以呢 ，Vamsi Vadan Thakur 呢，如果他在 Krishna 小小时光是嫡子的话呢，是一个非常特别的一个展示啊，一个人物啊。那么我也向他呢祈祷仁慈哈，希望我能够取悦我的咕噜。
Thank you. Very excellent. She did a very good job, didn't she? This is only the second time she spoke in public. And the first time there were only three people. So this is her first time.
所以呢，她说她做得很好，她说这是第二次讲课哈，第一次呢是跟三个人讲，现在跟那么。
But her guru gave her strength and nectar.
是 guru 给她这个力量。
So I found the place. This is a pastime of Shyamananda Prabhu and his disciple Rasikananda, another very elevated devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么这呢是呢 Shyamananda Prabhu 呢与他的门徒啊，自己的门徒 Rasikananda 的故事啊，这也是呢 Mahaprabhu 一个呢非常亲密的一个奉献者。
This is how they met.
这呢是讲到师徒两个人如何相遇啊。
Devotees who are destined to take shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master does so after great anxiety to achieve the ultimate goal of life.
那么一个呢哈，就是说一个奉献者哈，他遇到他命中注定的那个灵性导师啊，是因为他们极度渴望呢，想达到他灵修的目标的时候，他会遇到他那个咕噜，会有这个相遇。
And Krishna himself makes such arrangements.
是 Krishna 本人的话呢，哈，做出了这种安排。
So here's an example.
这里面就是一个呢，哈，师徒相遇的一个例子。
So the future disciple of Shyamananda Prabhu named Rasikananda, he was roaming through the forest. Sometimes he would be chanting japa, and sometimes he would be singing.
这个呢，哈 ，Shyamananda Prabhu 未来的门徒了，叫 Rasikananda， 他呢当时呢在森林里面哈漫游啊，有时候呢哈唱 japa 念诵，有时候呢哈在那里呢哈起舞。
He also enjoyed distributing prasadam to many Vaishnavas.
他也呢哈，就经常呢跟那奉献者啊，就是派发 prasadam 哈，放斋呀，啊，派发。
And once he was staying at the place where the Pandavas had stayed.
那么有次呢，他就停留在那潘多五兄弟哈曾经呢，就是说呢漫游过的地方。
And he sat for meditation on Lord Krishna.
他就坐在那里哈，进行冥想主 Krishna。
One moment he would perspire, the next moment he would tremble.And the next moment he would cry.
那么有时候呢，他就大声呢，就是呢，在那里喘气啊。有时候呢，在那里哭。有时候呢，就是这sometimes cry, sometimes
weep, tremble.
还有时候颤抖
，perspire,
在那里哭啊，等等。
At that time, he actually had a vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself with his blackest complexion.
那么那时候的话呢，他觐见到了主这个形象啊。这个呢，肤色黝黑的这个呢形象。
And his effulgence illuminated the entire forest.
那么整他的光芒呢，就是说照亮了整个森林他所在的这个森林。
He stood before Rasikananda Prabhu in his threefold bending form.
那么主的话呢，以三曲形象的话呢，站在这个呢奉献者 Rasikananda 面前。
Holding his flute to his lips.
这个唇上呢吹的抵着主这个。
And he had magnificent black curly hair.
他呢这个卷曲的黑发呢非常的漂亮。
Wearing a yellow cloth and many ornaments.
而且呢，身上呢穿着这个黄色的衣裳，很多呢装饰物。
Jingling footbells and the coast of a jewel hanging on his chest.
那么呢，这个呢，这个脚踝铃就叮当作响了。这个胸前呢挂是 Kaustubha 宝石。
He came before Rasikananda and spoke these words to soothe him.
那么他呢，走向了 Rasikananda 婆婆就说呢。说了下面的话呢，来安抚他啊，这个奉献者。
He said, "Listen to me, Rasikananda. Your advisor, your master, will be Shyamananda."
那么这个啊，主呢跟他说，哦，你听着啊 ，Rasikananda， 你的主人哈、啊、将会是呢 Shyamananda。
He is my beloved devotee, and he will deliver all through his love and devotion.
哦，他是呢哈，我亲爱的奉献者啊，心爱的奉献者，他也通过他的奉献奉献服务的话呢，可以拯救啊所有众生。
By serving his lotus feet, you will attain my feet, and I will be in your heart always.
哦，通过服务他的莲花嘴的话呢，你将呢哈，就是说呢，到达你将我将永远哈留住在你心里面。
At that time, Rasikananda opened his eyes and saw the Lord of his life, Sri Krishna.
所以呢，当呢 ，Rasikananda 睁开眼睛呢，看到他的生命之主哈，这个呢 ，Krishna.
Krishna, whose beauty could defeat millions of cupids.
这里面描述 Krishna 的美貌哈，可以呢击败呢哈千百万个爱神。
Then he fell on the ground, and with a delighted heart, he raised his head.
那么他呢倒在地上了啊。也极为愉悦的心态，这个心情哈、哦，他呢将头抬起来。
But then he could no longer see Krishna.
但是呢，再也看不见 Krishna。
So he began to cry and roll on the ground, and with his body totally covered with dust.
那么他呢，在那里哭了，在地上的打滚呢，身上呢都铺满了尘土。
And he called out, "Oh Lord of my life, Krishna, where have you gone?"
那么他在那里呼望啊，就说呢，哦，我的生命之主哦 ，Krishna， 你到哪里去了
？You've allowed my sinful eyes to see your beauty.And now you've left me in this helpless condition.
他说：“你让我这个有罪的、有罪孽的眼睛哦，看到你美丽的形体。现在呢，你又把我呢，哦，哦，就是说呢，孤单的哈，抛在一边。
For I do not know where you have concealed yourself.
啊，我不知道哈，你将自己呢，躲到了哪个地方去了。
The price for pure Krishna consciousness is called lobh or greed.
所以呢，这里面讲的哈，纯粹的奉爱的这个代价是什么？叫 lobh 啊。”或者强烈的贪婪呢，渴望。
Where one becomes mad and he can't live without that, darshan and service.
哦，当一个人哈，因为呢见不到，或者是呢因为得不到这个服务而变得疯狂的时候，哦，这种呢，哦，强烈的渴望，那叫 lobha。
He becomes like a fish out of water, flapping that his any moment his life will go unless he gets that darshan and service.
那么就像一个鱼啊，哈，就是被呢，拿出水面了啊，就是鱼脱于水呀，那么在那里扑腾哈。那么随时呢就将丧命啊这种状态。
This is called lolyam lalasamayi.
这个称为。
This great anguish and anxiety to achieve Krishna consciousness, and that's the price.
那这种强烈的哈渴望啊去呢得到 Krishna 啊达到 Krishna 啊这就是呢啊取得分外的代价。
When I was a brand new devotee at 26 Second Avenue, Srila Prabhupada's first temple, 42 years ago.
当我还是个哈完全新的奉献者的时候，大概42年前哈。当时呢，帕帕的建了那个一个新庙的时候
，Prabhupada would tell us that Rupa Goswami said that the price for Krishna consciousness is the anxiety to have it. So wherever you can purchase it without delay.
那么当时帕帕的帕帕的讲课的时候呢，就讲到了哈，他说呢 ，Rupa Goswami 这个奉爱的话呢哈，他说了就说呢，如果哪里可以买得到的话呢哈，立即买下啊，不要呢质疑啊。那么这一个强烈的渴望的话呢。就是呢，代价啊，唯一获得丰安的代价。
So Rasikananda didn't tell anyone that he was growing so anxious to meet Shyamananda.
所以呢 ，Rasikananda 并没有向别人透露啊，他这种心情啊，他实际上极度呢，想渴望见到他未来的灵性导师 Shyamananda.
And he meditated upon his spiritual master that Krishna himself told him that he would meet.
那么他甚至已经开始冥想自己的咕噜哈，就是即将见到的咕噜，因为 Krishna 已经告诉他。他就是你的咕噜哈 ，Shyamananda。
So even though his wife and his friends all sat around him, and they would give him different pleasing items, he didn't even pay any attention to them.
所以呢，当他的妻子哈，当他家人啊，在他旁边哈，就是用各种物品啊取悦他哈，照顾他、取悦他的时候呢，他完全哈已经呢就是心不在焉哈，就不在乎到他自己。
His only thought was Krishna and Shyamananda.
所以他唯一的这个念头呢，就是 Krishna 和 Shyamananda。
Finally, he just gave up eating and drinking and sleeping.
最后呢哈，他不吃不喝哈，也不睡了。
He couldn't even stay at home any longer, so he was just roaming the forest.
最后呢哈，已经不能在家里待了哈，只能在森林里面游荡。
Then, in the course of time, Shyamananda Prabhu came to that village to favor him.
那么呢，当呢，时间到来的时候呢，时机成熟的时候呢，沙曼兰德伯布呢就去到他们那个村庄了，哦，然后去见他。
This was in Utkal in Orissa, and Shyamananda Prabhu had come all the way from Braj.
哦，那这个地方呢叫 Utkala 哈，叫 Orissa 省呢，在加格纳普里那个附近哈，叫 Orissa 省的地方。而呢，沙曼兰德伯布呢哈，从呢 Braj 啊，从呢西边呢啊一直过来。
And this is the story about how he came to favor him.
那么呢哈，这就是呢讲到了哈，夏曼兰达如何来哈来恩典呢，来恩赐哈这个的门徒。
The author of this book, which is describing these incidences, is called Bhakti Ratnakara by Narahari Chakravarti, also a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya.
那么这本书的话叫呢，Bhakti
Ratnakara.
Ratnakara. 这本书
The Jewel of Bhakti.
这个称为呢奉爱的珠宝啊，这本书啊，那么也是呢马哈伯的一个同游哈写的。
So he's beginning the story, which tells how the spiritual master knows who to come and favor as his disciple.
那么呢，这里面讲到一个灵性导师如何知道谁会来啊，还有呢如何去呢恩赐他的这个门徒啊。这里面讲到这段。
It's not by accident.
这不是偶然间的相遇哈，这种师徒的相遇并非偶然的。
Okay, here he begins. Glory to Shyamananda, the joy of this world.
这里面讲到哈，所有荣耀归于夏曼兰达哈，这个宇宙的哈，这个呢，这个荣耀。
At whose feet Rasikananda was just like a bee, a bumblebee, for he knew nothing, but Shyamananda as his life and soul.
他说呢哈，他的莲花足的话呢哈，令到呢夏曼兰达令到 Rasikananda 的话像一只蜜蜂一样哈，他呢除了他的莲花足哈一无所知。
One day.While Shyamananda was absorbed in chanting the holy name,
那么有天的话呢，当夏曼兰达帕布的话呢，沉醉在念诵圣名之中的时候
，The deity Madan Gopal Sri Govinda, in his moving form as Krishna, appeared before him.
那么这个 Madan Gopal 哈，这个呢，Govinda 哈，主 Krishna 的话呢，以他移动的形象，然后在他面前显现了。
And he said, "Listen, Shyamananda, Rasikananda is a very favored devotee of mine."
那么他说哦你听着哦 Shyamananda Rasikananda 是我一个非常心爱的一个奉献者
Go to Utkal and after you initiate him he will assist you in delivering all the inhabitants of Utkal by your love and devotion
他说呢你去 Utkal 这个地方吧在呢你启迪他之后呢他将协助你去拯救呢 Utkal 这些呢所有的这些人
The residents of Raj are my favorite devotees, but still I request you to go to Utkal to deliver him.
他说虽然 Raj 这个地方是我呢非常喜爱最喜爱的地点但是呢我依然请求你去那 Utkal 这个地方。
So then Shyamananda began trembling and fell to the ground, and being unable to see the Lord anymore, he began to lament grievously.
那么呢哈 ，Shyamananda 帕布的话呢哈，开始呢全身颤抖哈，然后呢开始呢就是呢哭起来啊。那么因为见不到他的主的话呢。他呢在那里呢悲叹。
Then he remembered the words of his initiating spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya.
他突然呢记起他自己的启迪灵性导师的话叫Hridaya Chaitanya 对他说的话。
And he thought to himself, the Lord has confirmed the previous instruction given to me, but how can I leave Braj and go to Utkal?
他说呢主呢已经呢确信了我先前听闻的这句话就是他灵性导师对他说的话。
But if I don't go, I'll be neglecting the order of Krishna.
如果呢我能放弃呢 Braja 这个地方呢？但是如果我不去的话呢，我就违背了主的话。
Just like Govinda said, I'm too nervous to preach. I can't do it. I don't know anything. But if I don't do it, then I'm neglecting the order of my guru.
所以呢，就像 Govinda 弟弟刚才说的他说呢，我虽然我的个性比较害羞也不怎么不爱怎么讲话，但是的话呢 ，Gurudev 要他去传教，要他说。如果呢他忽略这个训示的话呢，实际上呢已经呢是呢就违背了这个呢。
So I must go and see that great devotee who's living there.
所以呢他说我一定要去见这个伟大的奉献者住在这乌卡拉这地方。
So he kept thinking and thinking, but still he was reluctant to go.
所以他一再的想想，还是很不情愿就离开 Braja 这个地方去往乌卡拉就很远。
So then, Madan Gopal himself appeared to Srila Jiva Goswami.Shyamananda Prabhu's instructing guru and told him.
那么呢，这时候呢，这个 Madan Gopal 这个神像呢，再次呢向 Jiva Goswami， 也就是呢 Shyamananda Prabhu 的启迪灵训示灵性导师再次显现
Listen, my dear Jiva, tell Shyamananda to go to Utkal.
他说哦，亲爱的 Jiva 请告诉呢 Shyamananda 去的 Utkal 吧
Rasikananda is my favored devotee, and he's living there.
他说呢 Rasikananda 的话呢是我恩宠的这个奉献者
Shyamananda has to go there and with the help of Rasikananda he has to deliver all the living entities there
那么他说呢 Shyamananda 一定要去到那里 那么当他得到呢 Rasikananda 的协助之后呢，他将拯救所有这些住在呢这个快地方的人。
This order was given three times, and then the Lord said, he should serve the Vaishnavas who are now residing in Utkam. They are very unhappy there because of the prominence of sinful activities.
那么这个信息呢，主呢给了三次的哈，主呢最后说了，他说呢，你们一定要去呢哈，帮助呢在那里的奉献者哈，那么奉献者很不开心啊，因为这里自由活动很炽盛啊。
By removing the darkness of sin, Shamananda, with the help of Rasikananda, will deliver Utkam.
他说呢移除呢这种呢罪恶的这个造成的黑暗，那么得到呢 Rasikananda 的协助的话呢，这个 Shamananda 呢将会呢救赎这个地方。
It's stated in the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, the prayers to the six Goswamis by Srinivasacharya.
那么在呢六 Goswami 赞歌这是由 Srinivasacharya 写的这首歌里面。
That the six Goswamis relieved all the sinful living entities of their great sinful reactions.By pouring down on them the songs of Govinda.
当然这六个双米的话呢就是说呢撒下呢这个 Govinda 之歌就是呢关于赞颂主的歌那么拯救了这些呢众生呢。
So after hearing this order directly from the Lord, Jiva Goswami told Shamananda.
所以呢当然直接从主那里聆听这个训令之后呢 ,Jiva Goswami 呢就亲口呢对 Shamananda 说了。
Listen, Shamananda, Krishna has ordered you to go to Utkal.
他说哦 ,Shamananda, 你听着 ,Krishna, 主 Krishna 的话呢命令你去 Utkal 这地方。
So after hearing this from Jiva, Shamananda became fully confident. He said, yes, I must go and meet him.
所以呢 ,Shamananda 呢听了这个 Jiva Goswami 的话之后呢就完全有信心的知道这个是确信的那么他说好的我一定去
So then he took his leave and he left for his journey
所以呢他离开了后呢就赶上路了
He took with him three of his disciples and one of the brothers named and one of his brothers named Thakur Prasad Das
One of Shamananda's brothers
Yeah
那么他带了三个门徒其中一个是他的兄弟叫呢
Thakur Prasad.
Thakur Prasad.
And one day they came to Agra and settled down for a while there.
那么他们有天去到 Agra 这地方了就是安格拉这地方就在附近了。那么在那里停了一下。
Then the Mogul general, who was a Yavana, means like a meat-eating atheist, Muslimism.He saw that, oh, there is some Vaishnavas there.
The local.
Yeah, this Mogul.
Mogul.
Like the Muslim.
Mayor.
Like a government.
Officer.
Yeah, government officer.
一个地方长官了安哥拉这个地方呢是由穆斯林统治的那个地方长官呢看到他们这些 Vaishnava 来的。
He saw that some Vaishnavas had settled there and he became furious.
他自己就很愤怒了这个地方长官。
He didn't know why they were there, and he took them either for thieves or saints.
他们不知道这些人怎么来的就是说呢，要么就是贼要么就是一些圣人了。
So he told his soldiers to arrest them and put them in prison.
但是呢，他依然叫手下人呢，把他们呢抓起来，放到监狱里面去。
And this is very interesting. That night, when the general lay down to rest,
那么那天晚上呢，当这个长官睡觉的时候
，someone came into his room and picked up his bed with him lying on it.
那么有人去到他屋子里面把他整个床抬起来把他空床
And thrash the whole thing to the ground
然后呢把整个就是整个床又砸到地上
Then that person sat on his chest and told him
那个人呢就站在他的坐在他的这个胸前
You are a rogue You have taken my favorite devotees and put them into prison
他说你
I will kill you and all your family
他说你这个混蛋你把我的这个心爱的奉献者投入监狱我要把你和家人都杀了
In fear of his life, that general cried out in pain.
那么因为就说呢，害怕丧命了，就说呢，这个长官在那里呢哭了。
For now his life was at the edge of his throat.
因为他自己已经处在呢死亡的边缘了。
Hearing his cries, his relatives came running to him and found him vomiting blood and sighing heavily.
那么呢，他的亲戚朋友就亲戚了家人了，看到他在那里大哭小叫的，跑过来就看到他在那里呢 vomiting blood, also.Vomiting blood.
Blood.
他在吐血了
So they put water in his mouth, and then they asked him what happened.
那些人呢把水然后让他呢喝下去就问他怎么回事。
So he told them, I put five Vaishnavas in jail. They are not ordinary persons, but they are the favorite devotees of Krishna.
他说呢，这些人哈不是普通的普通人类的哈，而是主Krishna那非常的。
So immediately go and bring them to me.
哦，他说你们马上。One
of them was Shyamananda.
哦，给我带过来哦，其中一个呢是Shyamananda。
So then the guards went to the prison and freed them.
所以呢，那个卫兵哈把他们的五个哈带出来呢，就把他们放了。
So then when Shyamananda met that general, the general fell at the feet of Shyamananda.
当这个呢长官呢见到呢Shyamananda之后呢，哦就拜倒在他足下。
Please forgive me. I didn't know that you were the favorite devotees of Krishna. And because of this, I suffered so much.
但是呢，请呢，宽恕原谅我哈。我不知道呢，你是主啊，心爱的奉献者啊，因此呢，我受了苦头了。The
Yavana mediator then tried to please him and serve him in many ways.
所以呢，这一个呢，哈，这个穆斯林哈，这个就是这个吃肉者哈，竟然呢，会试图呢，取悦呢，这个呢，圣人啊，这个呢，Shyamananda。
So Shyamananda was very pleased with him and told him,
那么Shyamananda呢心里很满意的哈，就告诉他,
I beg you to always render service to the Vaishnavas.
啊，我请求你呢哈，总是呢要去服务那Vaishnava.
And from that day he served all the Vaishnavas.
所以从那天开始呢哈，这个呢长官的话呢，哦开始呢哈服务呢这些Vaishnava.
And then Shyamananda moved on and finally met Rasikananda.
哦，最后呢Shyamananda呢离开这个城市的哈，一直呢往东行了，哦去见呢。
So there's so many beautiful stories, but the night is short.
那么呢，有很多故事哦，但是呢，这个哈时间很短。
And now I'm going to call on Vasanti Janti Devi Dasi to speak about Krishna's springtime Rasleela. Vasanti Rasleela.
现在我叫 Vasanti 讲一下哈 Krishna 的这个呢春季逍遥时光哈春季的这个 Rasa 之舞叫 Vasanti Rasleela。
He's also very shy. Yantimanandasya Yanjana Shalakaya Chakshurimitam Jena Tasman Shri Guruvi Namah Chakakachi Vishcha Kripasindu Vyevacha Pitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyamana. So first I offer my heartfelt obeisances to our beloved spiritual master Om Vishnu Pada Sattva Shishimad Dinata Shanarayan Goswami Maharaj and to
and to all our guardians, and
she will speak as loud as she can. So, I'm also a little baby. But Gurudev is instructed me that I should speak, so I'll try and follow his instruction and say something about Krishna's Vasant Rasleela.
所以呢，他说呢哈，我也是个小孩子，但是呢，Guru也叫我哈，尽量去哈能讲啊。那么我也试图呢讲述下呢，Krishna这个呢春季逍遥时光啊，春季 Rasa 之舞的这一关啊，因为今天是这个节日。
So, Vasant Ritu is spring.
Vasant 的意思呢，就是呢，春天啊。
And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of all seasons, I'm flower-bearing spring.
所以呢，在《佛家梵歌》里面，其中一个师姐讲到了哈， Krishna 说呢，在我在四季之中呢，我是呢百花盛放的春天啊。
It's the best of all seasons.
这称为呢所有季节里面最好啊春天。
When the spring season comes, all the earth is yellow, and all the flowers bloom, and creepers bloom, and it all comes yellow, just like Krishna's pitambar, his yellow shawl.
他说呢，在春天的时候呢，大地呢是变成了黄色的，因为这个花朵开放，还有叶子，这印度的季节应该是。
The air becomes extremely fragrant. This is in India, if you're in India in the spring season. The air is extremely fragrant.
那么在春天的时候呢，这个空气呢特别的哈，有香味儿。
And all fruits and flowers bloom.
还有呢哈，花哦，果某类型的哈，果呢在这个时候呢结果。
So there's two Ras Leelas, one in the autumn, Sardiya Ras, and one in Spring,
所以呢有两个呢哈，这个呢 Rasa 之舞呢，一个呢是秋天的啊 ，Rasai，Rasai，Rasleela， rustic.
Sorry?
Not deep.
Spring?
No, autumn.
Oh, Saradira.
Saradira. Saradira. 那么另外一个呢是春天的逍遥时光。
So in actually, this pastime is extremely high. Even in Gurudev, he explains in his Nectar of Govinda Lila that we don't really have the qualification to discuss this pastime.
好，实际上呢，这春天的这个逍遥时光呢是非常之高的，应该说是最高的啊，逍遥时光，春季的 Rasa 之舞最高的。那么 Gurudev 在呢哈 Govinda 呢，Govinda 的这个逍遥时光的甘露里面呢讲到一点点啊，但是呢这些命题呢，实际上我们没有资格呢哈去触碰的。
So Gurudev explains in his Nectar of Govinda Lila that Ras is when one hero comes and many heroines come and they dance and play music together. And
it's called Ras.
It's called
Ras. One hero and many heroines. 那么 Rasa 的话呢 ，Gurudev 在呢《Govinda 逍遥甘露》里面呢，讲到了哈，是一个呢，叫男主角哈，像英雄一样的人物呢，跟很多呢哈女主角的话呢哈一起呢哈舞蹈，这么一个呢叫 Rasa Lila。
So on the spring season night, all the animals, they were even dancing in groups.
那么在呢哈春天的话呢，甚至动物的话呢哈都会呢围起来呢跳舞。
And the gopis, they were clapping their hands like the sound of cartels, and they were somewhere playing instruments, and they were engaging in this dance.
那么呢牧牛姑娘呢也拍手哈，就像卡塔一样呢，也呢哈参与呢这一个呢舞蹈。
And Krishna was singing in a very high pitch.
那么 Krishna 会呢哈，就是歌唱呢哈，就用非常高的音调呢歌唱。
And the gopis would sing in even higher pitch.
那么呢哈，牧牛姑娘呢哈，以更高的音调呢哈唱出来。
And then Krishna would want to sing higher than them, but he couldn't, so he would say, "Sadhu, sadhu, very nice, very nice, very nice."
Krishna 的话呢，试图哈要用更高的音调唱出来，但是呢唱不出来的时候呢，他就说哈 ，"Sadhu, sadhu," 他说你们唱得好，唱得好。
So Krishna. Was with all the gopis at one time.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢与所有的牧牛姑娘哈在一起。
He was dancing with some. He was embracing someone. I guess doing something with every.
那么以每个牧牛姑娘的话呢，她有不同的哈这个活动的，有的时候呢哈跟一个呢在那跳舞，有的呢时候拥抱。
So Srimati Radharani, she became upset. And about this.
Why?
Radharani was came in some anger, thinking that he should only be with me.
那么 Radharani 的话呢，就处在 man 这种情感里面了啊，因为他觉得呢，他应该只跟我在一起才对。
So she left.
因此呢，哈，他离开了这个 Rasa 之舞。
Something more. And she went to a nearby kunj.
那么去掉的话，附近呢一个kunja哈，一个森林里面。
So, actually, then Gurudev explains when she got there, she felt very sad that she had left. She's thinking, "Oh, I am so unfortunate."
那么当时呢，Gurudev讲到哈，当他离开之后呢，他又变得心啊，心情又沉重哈，觉得呢，哎呀，我真不幸啊，来到这就离开了啊。
So Krishna requested one Sakhi to go and find her.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的话呢哈，就要求呢一个 Sakhi 哈，一个呢牧牛女伴的话呢，带着她去找她。
And to tell her that he's begging for forgiveness.
然后呢，告诉她哈，她呢恳求她的这个呢原谅。
And then Lalita, Krishna's Radharani's dear friend, Lalita, was also there in the kunj.
但是呢哈 ，Lalita 的话呢哈 ，Radharani 最亲密的这个牧牛女友呢，也在那个森林花园里面kunja里面。
And she was saying, "Don't believe him. He's a liar. Don't trust him."
所以呢哈，她告诉呢 Radhika 说呢不要信他哈，他是一个骗子。
As we tomorrow morning we can sing Lalita Astakam. Where it's explained that Lalita's left wing and always telling Radharani be contrary, don't do what he says.
明天呢我们会唱呢 Lalita 八丈诗哈，那么这里面讲到呢 ，Lalita 呢属于左翼的牧牛姑娘哈，这个情感的话呢是向左的，有时候
So Krishna was thinking I must do something to appease Radharani.
所以呢他就说了 ，Krishna 想了哈，我要做一点事来哈来安抚呢 Radharani。
So he decided to play a joke, and he left and he went to one kunj and he fell asleep on some rocks.
所以呢，他想呢，就是呢，就说去到另外一个森林哈，就那睡觉。
He pretended to fall asleep.
实际上是假装哈睡过去了。
And he tended to be in a really deep sleep.
而且呢，是睡得很深的那种。
You know, when you're sleeping lightly and you hear a noise, you wake up. But if you're in a deep sleep, nothing will wake you.
所以呢，当你呢很睡得很浅的时候呢，一点声响哈，你就醒过来。但是呢，假装呢睡得很深哈，就什么声响都听不见。So
he kept his nearest and dearest flute, as we heard from Minjin Ji. He kept his flute loose so that he would easily be able to steal it.
所以呢，当哈Krishna就故意把他的笛子呢哈放在一边了啊。那么呢，这时候呢哈，木女姑娘很容易呢把它偷走。
So all the gopis are thinking, who should take it? Who should take it?
所以呢，木女姑娘哈也过来了，看到呢这样子的话呢，就想到谁呢哈去偷这个笛子。
So finally decided, oh, Radharani should do it.
所以呢，最后决定哈 ，Radharani 要做哈。
So she stealthily was able to take it without waking him. Without waking him, even though he wasn't asleep.
那么呢哈，他就小心的哈走过去然后把他笛子偷了啊，就不想呢吵醒他。实际上呢，他也没有睡过去哈，假装睡着了。
So, Krishna woke up. He was like, "Where's my flute? Where's my flute?"
当 Krishna 呢醒过来的时候呢，他就在那说了，他说我的笛子哈到哪里去了？
Did you take it or did you take it?
他就问呢，说木女姑娘哈，你有没有拿哈？你有没有拿？
And he asked everybody.
他呢哈就去每个人面前哈去问。
And when he asked Radharani, she said, "Who needs a such a stupid piece of bamboo? I can go to the forest. There's a million pieces of bamboo."
那么呢哈，当他去到Radharani面前的时候呢，Radharani就说了哈。 谁要这个哈？这个呢，一点点小哈竹棍呢哈，小那个小竹子呢，我到那森林里面去呢，可以找到哈成千上万只哈。And
she said, "Yes, I took it and I'll burn it."
哦，就算呢，我拿到我也只把它烧掉而已。So,
like if this was one.
What? What is she doing?
Envious.
Okay.
Because it's useless. It's
envious.
It's her most. She was upset with him. And it's she knows it's his most dear to him.
那么因为他呢哈，就是说呢。 心里面有点不痛快的哈，又知道呢这个笛子呢是他很心爱的啊这个物品。And
it disturbs all the chaste housewives all the time who are very happy in their household
affairs. 而且呢这个笛子呢哈一吹起来的话呢哈就骚扰了所有的人心的哈。本来他们是好啊贤妻良母哈，现在呢笛子一吹起来哈，他们已经呢哈心意呢哈骚动。Actually,
because of that sound of that flute that they all left.
啊，也是因为这个笛声的话呢，哦这个木牛姑娘啊全都跑出来了。
They all hear their own names coming from the sound of his flute.
因为呢，这个笛子呢一吹出来的时候呢，每个木林姑娘都听到了哈，好像是呢叫他的名字啊，叫他本人的名字。So
in this way, they had one very fun pastime.
所以呢，他们哈因此的话呢，有一个哈这个呢啊逍遥时光了。But
still, Radharani wasn't feeling very happy.
啊，但依然的话 ，Radharani 的话呢还没有哈高兴。So
Krishna. Knowing this, he created another pastime where he expanded himself into the form of Shamlisaki, a very beautiful gopi.
那么为了进一步的安抚呢 ，Radharani 和 Krishna 呢再次呢展示了另外一个形体叫 Shamali，这个木牛女的形象。
And no one could recognize that it was Krishna.
那么没有人能够认出来啊，这就是 Krishna 本人啊。Gurudev
explains just like an actor on stage when they switch costumes. You don't even know that it was the previous that actor in another role.
所以的话呢哈，姑姐讲的，这就像呢舞台剧一样哈。当呢这个演员呢，哦，把呢这装扮和呢这个呢哈面相呢，啊，稍微装饰之后呢，没有人认出哈他的原样。So
she had a really most fragrant basket of flowers and such a sweet voice.
所以呢哈，这个呢，啊，香玛里的话呢哈，这个声线呢很甜美啊，哦，还要带着一包花啊，很香的哈，这个花带。And
she told Radharani, I can get rid of all your fatigue and all your distress.
哦，他呢对 Radharani 说哈，我可以呢哈消除你的疲劳哈，还有你的呢这个烦恼。And
I can make you most happy.
哦，让你呢哈快乐起来哈，让最快乐。And
so all the gopis at that time were feeling very tired.
那么那时候呢哈，木女姑娘呢都觉得很累了。So
Shamasaki she gave this most fragrant garland to. Radharani.
所以呢，香玛里的话呢，哈，将这个最香的哈，这个花环啊，带给了哈，这个 Radharani.
And by the smell of this, she knew that this had some connection to Krishna.
啊，但是呢，通过这个香味儿的话呢 ，Radharani 知道哈，这个肯定跟 Krishna 有关系的，这个花啊，这个花环。
So then she said, Krishna, as Shamasaki, told Radharani, there's no one as kind, as expert, as qualified. as Krishna is.
哦，那么香玛里呢？哈，这个呢，牧牛女呢，啊，就 Krishna 假扮的那牧牛女呢，对对，拉多拉尼说哈，没有人呢哈比 Krishna 的话呢哈更好了，心肠更好，哦，更漂亮啊，更有资格等等哈，夸她了。
So you shouldn't make any offenses to Krishna.
哦，她说你们不应该冒犯哈 Krishna。
So she was proving that Krishna's not at fault.
嗯，所以呢，她呢想证明哈。Krishna 的话呢，在 Rasa 之舞里面的行为的话呢，哦，没有错。
So then Krishna expanded back into his form. Shyamasakhi went came back into his form as Krishna.
Right there.
Yeah.
Suddenly. Oh.
It doesn't really explain the past time I read, but yeah, I think.
Okay.
And told Radharani, I'm feeling so much separation from you, and only the touch of your feet on me can make it go away.
像 Krishna 哈，倾诉呢哈，衷肠了，就说呢，我呢哈，因为呢与你的分离哈，就是说呢，尝尽了哈这种苦头啊，啊，请让我能够触碰你的莲花珠啊。
So Radharani was so happy by these words because she was.Reason that she's the most superior, that now he won't go to any other gopi.
那么现在他承诺哈，他不会去到然后其他牧牛女那里。哦，那么 Radharani 呢？听了呢？哦，很高兴。
So Radharani asked Krishna to fix the braid in her hair, to fix the flower, bracelets and anklets.
那么 Radharani 哈就让呢 Krishna 然后把他的这个辫子然后编重新梳理了，还有然后他脚上呢戴的花环啊，脚镯啊，花做的脚镯的话呢，整理好。
And she said again, "Let there be rasa."
她说呢哈，让我们再次哈参与呢这个 rasa 之舞。
So this rasa lila took place in the village of Parsali in Govardhan.
所以呢，这个 rasa lila 的话呢，在 Govardhan 山的叫 Parsali 这个地方哈举行的。
For those of you who've been on Parikrama, the day that we move from Vrindavan to Govardhan, it's the place we stop before getting to Govardhan, very nearby.
好，那么这个地方的话呢，就是我们呢从 Vrindavan 呢哈，到呢，移到呢哈 Govardhan 之后呢，在路上会停的一个地方。
And there is Chandra Sarovar.
那个地方有个湖叫月亮湖哈，叫 Chandra Sarovar.
Chandra Sarovar means Lake of the Moon.
Chandra Sarovar 的意思呢就是月亮湖哈。
Because it was a brilliant full moon night, and when the moon saw the Rasa going on.Became so stunned that he stopped.
因为这个哈，逍遥时光里面讲到哈，这个 Rasa 之舞举行的夜晚呢是个满月，今天也是满月哈，今天是圆月，满月啊十五。那么呢，这个月亮呢哈，因为 Rasa 之舞的话呢，狂喜而呢哈，停止在那空中了。
He wasn't able to move.
没有动。
All night.
整晚上都没有动。Brahmas.
The night of Brahmas.
这称为呢哈 Brahma 的一个夜晚啊。
A long time.
很长时间啊。
Billions of years.
数百亿年哈，在这个位置，这是 Rasa 之舞的这个时间。
So it's explained also in Gurudev's Parikrama book, and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila.
That's
fasting.
那么这个逍遥时光的话呢，哈，在呢《财经的经》的《早篇逍遥》里面，以及呢《Gurudev》的哈这个呢《朝拜》的书籍里面呢，哈，都讲到这个。
That Krishna wanted to be alone with Radharani, so.He left the rasa dance.
当然 Krishna 呢想哈跟 Radharani 在一起的时候呢，单独在一起的时候呢，他离开了这个 rasa 之舞。
And he was hiding in a bush.
他自己呢躲在呢一个树丛里面。
So all the gopis and Radharani they went to go look for him. First, the gopis were first looking for him.
那么呢哈，这些牧牛女呢哈，包括 Radharani 呢，都去找他哈。
In a kunj.
Bush isn't.
Oh.
I know it's
bush. In a kunj. He was hiding in a kunj.
那么他就躲在一个森林的花园里面啊，昆家里面。
And when the gopis, were approaching, so Krishna decided to play this joke and to, show his forearm form.
所以呢，当牧尼姑娘哈走过来的时候呢，他呢哈就跟他们开玩笑了哈，展示了他呢作为Narayan的势必形体啊这个形象。
So when the gopis saw him, they, and this isn't Krishna, but this is Lord Narayan, so they offered their obeisances to him.
所以呢，这些牧牛女呢，哈，没有认出他呢，以为呢，哈，是主拿拉雅哈，不是库什兰来的，向他的顶拜。
And prayed to him that they can help, he can help them find Krishna.
所以呢，哈，向主呢祈祷哈，就说呢，希望能够得到帮助哈，能找到了库什兰。
So then, when Radharani came near, Krishna really wanted to keep his forearm form.
那么呢，当 Radhani 走进来的时候的话呢， Krishna 还想呢保持他的这个四谛形体啊。
But because of her beautiful fragrance that then came and touched him, and the glories of her love, he couldn't keep his forearms, his other two arms out.
但是呢哈，然后因为他身上的哈这个芬芳了哈，也因为他那种爱的荣耀哦，他这种爱呀、啊。那么爱意哈，那么呢，他不能够哈保持他四谛形体，那两只手呢就缩进去了。
And those two arms went back into his body.
那么这两只手臂呢哈就缩进去。
Which is called Paita. The name of that place is Paita Gaon because his two arms going back in is called Paita.
Went into his belly like his Paita.
Yeah.
Paita was in
Hindi. Like his Paita's belly. So his two arms went back in.
Paita's belly.
Yeah.
那么这个地方叫 Paita Gaon 哈， Paita Gaon 呢意思是肚子啊，就是说呢这两只手呢哦缩到肚子里面去了。
So by Krishna not being able to keep his form and showing his only keeping his form as Vrajendranandan Shyamasundar, showing the superiority of Srimati Radharani.
所以呢，当 Krishna 在 Radharani 面前哈，不能保持他的四臂形体啊，而只能哈。现出他的原型哈，这个 Shyamasundar 哈这个样子，那么呢，证明的话呢，Krishna Radharani 的爱呢哈是至尊的。
Because when around Radharani, Krishna he forgets everything.
因为在 Radharani 哈，在他在旁边的时候呢 ，Krishna 会忘乎所以。
And so this Vasant Rasleela is showing the glories of Radharani's love and affection, which proves that it is more higher than the Saradiya.
所以的话呢，这个Vasant Leela哈，就是春天的这个呢哈，花洒之舞的话呢，也呢就是呢，彰显了 Radhani 哈对 Krishna 这种爱呀、啊，也呢哈远超于呢哈这个秋季的哈这个花洒之舞。
And Krishna declared that without Radhani there can be no Ras.
哦，这 Krishna 也宣称了，如果没有 Radhani 的话呢，就不会有花洒之舞啊，花洒 Leela。
So in Srila Gurudev's Nectar of Govinda Leela, he says that he's describing that the greatness of this pastime.
所以呢，古鲁殿呢，在哈《国宾岛逍遥的甘露》这本书里面讲到了哈这个逍遥时光的哈这个伟大之处。
He says, "We will silently remember this Vasanti Ras."
We
will silently remember.
他说我们要内心中默默的记住哈这个呢春季逍遥。
And when one day genuine spiritual greed arises.
当有一天哈，终有一日呢，你们这种哈真诚的这种呢。哦，渴望的话呢，在你心中升起的时候，
In our hearts,
在我们心中升起的时候，
then we'll be able to directly serve this Rasa.
那么你就能直接呢服务这个 Rasa 啊。
So,
So we got so much nectar there, didn't we?
So
Gurudev said we can remember these pastimes while we're chanting Hare Krishna.
那么顾瑞讲的哈，我们这逍遥时光的话呢，可以在唱诵圣名的时候哈，默默的哈记起来。
Because Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna are never alone. They're always with their associates, the sakas and the sakis, and all their pastimes.
那么呢，因为呢，我们 Hare Krishna 这个曼陀罗呢，就是呢 Radha 和 Krishna 啊，那么 Radha Krishna 总不是呢啊单独在一起的，总是与他的哈
Sakya
啊，仙女啊等等在一起。
We can pray to this pastime and remember, pray to the personalities in this pastime.
所以呢，我们
that we can also one day serve in it.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们可以向逍遥时光中这些人物哈祈祷，那么有一天我们能够呢去服务呢这些逍遥时光。
And we can remember the pastimes that Govinda Priya Dasi said.
那么也可以记得哈 ，Govinda Priya 刚才记得啊讲的这个逍遥
时光。And the pastimes with Shyamananda Prabhu and Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha.
还有呢哈，Shyamananda Prabhu 呢？刚才那段小时光哈，以拉丽塔比萨卡和拉迪卡的这个小时光。
Now our time has run out, so tomorrow morning, in addition to our other topics, we'll discuss Balaram's glories of Balaram, who is the original spiritual master, and also the glories of his Rasalila.
那么因为时间哈，今天晚上的时间到了，那么呢，明天早上呢，我们讲上 Balaram 的荣耀哈 ，Balaram 的 Rasa 之舞，以及呢哈，他作为呢最原初的咕噜哈，这个呢。
Is there any one or two questions?
还有没有问题啊？今天讲的内容啊，三个内容。Mamsi Vatana Taku Taku Shyamananda Prabhu 还有呢这个呢 Krishna 的啊春季逍遥啊。 Oh, this one. You said you have to go on a slideshow about the international movement of the Krishna consciousness.
All right.
Can you show?
We can do that tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, do we say we can do it tonight?
You have? Huh?
Oh, during prasadam. She said she'll get
it. It's kind of hard though because everyone's sitting.
Oh.
Now that you have done
in a certain way?
Now you have done.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's good during prasadam.
Right, so tomorrow morning then. I guess she was so nervous to get her what she had to say ready. So tomorrow morning, now she has nothing else to think about. She can get that ready for tomorrow morning.
明天早上,
Okay, so tomorrow is a very nice day. We'll go and chant at the ISKCON temple, leaving here at 7 o'clock.
所以明天七点钟呢，我们离开这里地方去孔庙里去唱kirtan.
And then we'll have our morning
kirtan.
And then we'll have our morning class here, where we'll be showing the slides of Gurudev's mission all over the world.
那么呢，我们呢会呢回来呢再看这个幻灯片哈，讲那课，讲布袋啊，在巴巴德在那个全世界的这个Krishna运动的哈这个历史。
And also completing this holy day by glorifying Lord Balaram.
还有呢，讲了巴拉拉姆这个命题啊，两个内容。
And tomorrow night, instead of the evening class, we'll be having Istogosti.
那么呢，明天下午的话呢哈，我们就没有课哈，而是呢哈有一个聚会啊。
We'll be having a meeting to discuss how we can all work together to spread Krishna consciousness in Nanning and the neighboring and the other cities.
那么呢，就是呢，这个会呢，就说呢，哈，是奉献者呢，在一起呢，就是开一个聚会吧，开会啊，就说呢，如何呢，去在南丁的本地哈，怎么去传播 Krishna 自觉，以及呢，其他城市，因为其他奉献者也来到这里的，那么也可以呢，有一个发表意见，或者是呢，大家讨论啊，有个畅所欲言吧，啊。Prabhupada
used to say, huh? Our Prabhupada used to say that when you have one stick, you can easily break it, but when you have a bunch of sticks, it's very hard to break.
所以帕帕德呢有一个很好的比喻，然后讲到了一根棍子的话呢，哦，很容易被折断，但是有把棍子啊，很难被折断。
So when we're alone, Maya can easily break us, but when we're working together in cooperation, then Maya can't break us. We become very powerful.
所以当我们哈单独一个人修行的时候，独修的哈，那么呢，我们很容易被Maya折断啊。 那么，但是我们一起呢，共修的时候啊，合作的时候呢，那么这个呢，很难把我们折断。 What time is it?
Huh?
What time? 你们明天决定那个时间，阿朱娜，你觉得那个开会的时间什么时间比较合适？那下午课不讲了吗？下午四点半。四点吧，四点。
So 4 o'clock is budgets?
No, no, no.
Oh, 4 o'clock is a meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
Can everybody be here at 4?
Okay.
So 4 o'clock. So first we'll have a
meeting.
First we'll meet about Nanning. Nanning local, and then about the for the devotees in the other
cities. 那么呢，其他奉献因为他们留在这儿嘛，有一段时间是吧？
So we're having 3 programs tomorrow.
所以呢，明天呢就3个活动。
And then no class the next morning.
就是11号就没课了。
We have to leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. She said
11 o'clock, 10:50 our train.
Nothing Saturday morning.
No, nothing.
Yeah, the 10:50 is the train.
Yes. You leave at
8.
Yes, they are.
No, we'll leave at 8. I don't know, we'll leave at like 9:30.
Okay. So go Premanandi Hari Hari.